This is Steve Knopfinger reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I'm talking today with Amy France, chairwoman for the National Sorghum Commission, and she helps manage her family farm in Scott City, Kansas. Amy, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
Well, I would say we're at a halt right now. We've received well over an inch, probably up to close to two of rain over the last week or so into today. So we're paused. You know, the last county total or elevator total maybe is more accurate was about a week ago, and we were still at about 40% still out in the field. Now that may have lessened a little bit, but still a chunk still out there. And of course, this rain is great for that wheat that's drilled, but will make things a little bit more difficult. We were just running into wet, and as odd as that sounds, because we've been so incredibly dry, we've had some late rains that, you know, they really soaked up that moisture, and we were needing a good freeze, and I'm still not sure exactly when that's coming, but that's also something we're keeping an eye on, is when we'll get that first real good freeze and can get back in the field.
40%, was that your corn, or was that your sorghum?
Sorghum harvest.
Okay, sorghum harvest. And what other crops do you have in your area currently?
We mostly production out here would sorghum, corn, wheat, also silage of sorts. But those would be our top production out here in western Kansas. There's a few other crops grown in there, but that would be covered up the majority of the crops grown out here.
Is the corn harvest over with then?
Yes, it is. And, you know, we sit on top of the Ogallala Aquifer, so there's still, you know, quite a bit of pivot activity, but looking more towards how we can be more resourceful. So that's certainly helped sorghum acres. Sorghum is the resource-conserving crop, and that's the water-sipping as well. So excited to see the increase in acres for that, and obviously that's the top of the mind of water out here in western Kansas, but conversation being all over our sorghum producing areas. How can we be more resourceful with our water usage, and sorghum certainly fits that.
And how has the rain been from planting time up to now and recently?
It has been hit and miss. We're still below average. Now I'm not sure what all of these acres inches will amount to, but you know, we also had not only didn't have rain, but when we had rain, it came with heavy winds, significant hail, so some of our acres were wiped out in those areas. Sorghum is usually pretty good about coming back after that, but some of them were just beyond bounce back, so that took out some of the acres as well.
Are the soybeans filling out okay this season?
We don't grow many soybeans out this area. It's predominantly corn under those circles.
Were there any pests or disease issues this year?
Everything looks real good. We're fortunate in that, and I think probably a lot of that is because we are so dry. I did hear a bit of a rust issue, you know, in the wheat, but nothing substantial. So I guess that'd be a perk for being dry, but we really didn't have, in a large way, any real pests or disease pressure.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Amy France, chairwoman for the National Sorghum Commission, and she also helps manage her family farm in Scott City, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.